Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. On this episode of Produce Step Up, I want to begin to share with you something, especially as it concerns building the Nigeria we desire. I want to take a step further to begin to talk about this matter as it concerns the Nigeria we crave for and the Nigeria we desire to have as a nation. One key thing I want to talk to us today about is how to rebuild our fallen Nigeria. If you look at me closely, you find that I'm not an old man yet. I don't know the Nigeria the way it used to be, but at least from history, I found that there was a time Nigerian's naira was ₦1 to $1. I even learned at some point Nigeria's naira was stronger than dollar. But today we find that Nigerian naira extended $1 extended for about 400 and something naira. We find that even in the past we used to buy petrol for a very low rate. Today we are buying at 145 naira. We find that there are many crimes that were not mentioned in Nigeria, but today we are beginning to see all of those things. That is why today I'm bringing a message across to you. You and I have a role to play in rebuilding Nigeria. I believe that it's not just to return Nigeria to what it used to be in the past. My emphasis and focus is that we can build a Nigeria that is even far better than what anybody have experienced in Nigeria, what anybody may have come to know, what anybody may have learned or observed among us or observed in us as a country. Please do not listen to anybody who tells you that Nigeria will get worse by the day. It's not true. The countries we run to today, they were not as good as they are now in the past. The truth is that God engineered their environment. Events happened in their environment that prepared them to move forward, that ensured that in certain countries, for instance, corruption is at its barest minimum, because they adopted a measure to ensure they wipe it out. Do not listen to anybody who tells you that we cannot get better, that Nigeria will just get worse, that all they want is that they should break away and be on their own. If you know me personally, you know I'd hate with every single thing in me the idea of breaking away, the idea of saying, no, we are no longer interested, we must go. My reason is very simple. Those who tell you they must go, among them, they have their leaders. Among their leaders, they have oppressors at heart. They have people who are utterly wicked. They have people who are as wicked as Satan himself. So when you now break over, they will just give you your own section of wicked and satanic people who will do this, who will exercise them control over you, the same you say that Nigeria is exercising over against you. Please don't get the impression I'm also saying that everything is working out well in Nigeria. Ethnic sentiment and all kinds of marginalization happens everywhere. But my point is that it's something that is about the human nature. It's not about Nigeria. I'm saying that if, for instance, we break Nigeria into three, an Hausa person goes to his house, Yoruba person and Igbo person goes to his house, among these Hausa, Yoruba and Igbo tribe, they have those who feel they are superior to others. Any group that takes over power will want to favor their people more than the other, and we'll get into the same cycle we are trying to run away from as a country. And so that's why I say no. The solution to the marginalization we have is not breaking away. The solution to the marginalization we currently suffer is this. If you build a better Nigeria, you have better Nigerians. Nigerians who are selfless and actually caring, whose life work is in the interest of others, then we wouldn't have issues with selfish interests and all that. We don't have issues with situations where people just appoint people because they are from their region and not on the basis of their competence, and where some other people are relegated to the ground. You understand what I'm saying? Please, my focus is not talking about why we should have one Nigeria. I'm just saying that to just help you see that indeed you can have a better Nigeria. We can get Nigeria back on track. Now, there are two key things you and I can do in rebuilding the fallen Nigeria. Yes, if we can do these two things, we start doing it from today and do it continuously, do it consistently, do it at all times, we will wake up one day to realize that, oh, we now have a Nigeria that we didn't used to have before. We now have a Nigeria that even our forefathers didn't tell us about. We have a Nigeria far more better than the Nigeria they told us about. And what I say we can do is very simple. Let me mention two of them and take time to explain them in detail. One is that you and I must not participate in the practices, in processes, in events that bring Nigeria down. Then the second thing we must do is that we must begin to take steps every single day of our lives. They are not big steps. They are not gigantic projects. They are cheap and easy steps we can take to make Nigeria better. What I'm saying in essence is this. Now, let me tell you the first one and begin to talk about this in line by line. You see, where we are today as a country is because of what we have done or what we failed to do. Therefore, if we want to move from where we are to where we should be, then we should pay attention to what we do and what we don't do. If you and I can make up our mind today not to participate in doing things that bring Nigeria down, in things that ruin our country, in things that ruin our education sector, in things that ruin our labor market, in things that ruin our labor forces, in things that ruin our workplaces and the government parasites and our hospitals and all that, if you and I can decide not to participate in those things, then we have taken the first step in rebuilding Nigeria. We have taken step in rebuilding the fallen Nigeria. We have taken the first step in ensuring we have in Nigeria will be proud to hand over to our children. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, our parents gave us a bad Nigeria. And the question is this, are we planning to give our children a bad Nigeria as well? I don't know about you, but I will do everything within my power to ensure I do not hand over a bad and dysfunctional Nigeria to my children. Please, I want to tell you something. I'm not saying it's easy that you get paid peanuts and you have opportunity where you can get to 5 times or even 10 times your salary by simply signing a signature and allowing somebody who is carrying a contraband goods to pass the borders, and you have children to pay their school fees. I'm not saying it's easy at such point to resist, to keep saying that no, let's do the right thing. But what I'm saying is that if we look beyond the present and about the future, then and the fact that when we consistently do these things, we'll have a better Nigeria where we even get better pay and have a system where things are done right. Let me talk to you, a customer, for instance. If you allow people to carry illegal products because they have settled you, your wife will go to the market not knowing that it's the same product you're allowed to enter, but it's dysfunctional, and buy it and bring it to your home. If it's drug, it will kill your wife, it will kill your children. Please, I'm not prophesying bad thing to you. I'm just trying to tell you that the bad thing to allow to prevail in Nigeria will eventually come to hurt us. You are a judge. Instead of doing the right thing, you allow the justice to be thwarted under your watch. Listen to me. The armed robber you let go so that the good person comes into prison will eventually haunt your life and attack you. You may never realize it's the same armed robber that you released that killed your cousin. That is the way life works most of the times. There's something called karma. I don't know much about it, but I know about the fact that there's just recompense of reward that God issues to every human being based on what they deserve. Again, I'm saying it's not about your pocket now. It's about the Nigeria we desire. It's about the fact that we should hand over to our children the Nigeria we'll be proud of. It's not easy to look in the exam hall, everybody cheating, and you say you are not cheating. If you fail that time, go and take time to study, to learn. And from my experience as a student, I found that if you take your time to study, there is nothing you cannot learn. You may not be the first in your class, but you should be able to learn enough to at least pass. No matter how attractive it is today, every single bad thing you do that bring Nigeria down, God will properly punish you for that thing. I am not saying he must punish you. Your only saving grace is that you come in repentance and say, God, I won't do it again. I don't need to see you. EFCC don't need to catch you. Police don't need to see you. The point is that God has the best EFCC in the whole world. And let me tell you something. His own EFCC cannot be bribed. His own EFCC cannot be used for witch hunts. He gives each and every human being their reward based on the fruit of their dealings. Nigeria is our own and not theirs. It's as we make it that we use it. It's the way we make it today that we can hand it over to our children. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Please don't stop thinking you need to become the governor, the president, or even the minister for anything to cause change in Nigeria. The most important and the most important thing you can do to cause the change we need in Nigeria is to ensure you do not participate in the rot, do not in any way contribute to the nonsense going on around us, and you will be a very positive, active agent in transforming Nigeria. People will not like you because of it, because you'll be blocking their way. They will not like you because you will not help them do the evil they want to do, but they can go to hell. See, let me tell you something. God is your protector, not EFCC, not the police, and not the security you are mounting around you. If God does not protect you, gather the whole prison, gather the whole Nigerian police force, in the days of Boko Haram, when Boko Haram was everywhere, the police keep saying, say, run to us and all that. Police headquarters were bombed. So if you are counting on people like that, my guy, you are on your own. Therefore, when you do the right thing and people want to haunt you, just understand that God is your shield, he's your protector and your guide. That's what I'm saying, making it that you should begin to take practical steps on your own to do what you can do to move Nigeria forward. There are simple things you can do, such as go to school and go to school on time. Begin to go the extra mile. They employ you to teach you just English. After teaching English, begin to teach those children how to study. Begin to tell them the dignity of labor. Begin to explain to them why it's important that they are good people. They employ you to do one work. Begin to do your work. After doing your work in your spare time, begin to take steps to develop your community. It must not cost you money. Just gather some little children, gather widows, gather jobless women, and teach them how to gainfully use their life instead of prostitution. As you begin to do this, you are actively causing positive change in Nigeria. You don't have to start this NGO people used to steal money. You can start an NGO dedicated to serving nations and making Nigeria better. That is what we do, and we're able to rebuild the falling Nigeria so that we're able to hand over to our children a country they will be proud of. So we'll be able to hand over to our children a country they will be happy they have. So they will not look at us again and say, it is this useless country our father handed over to us. My point is this: we can rebuild Nigeria, we can rebuild our fallen nation by simple method. Do not participate in bringing it down the more, and begin to take steps you can on your own to bring positive changes in our country. I hope you got my point. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brugid Step Up, brought to you by Brugid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brugid.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brugid World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.